Over 52% of homes and businesses in Donegal, according to the government's own figures, won't have high-speed broadband until the National Broadband Plan brings it to them. Now, it's gone beyond a scandal at this stage, the way that the rollout of broadband has been treated over the last number of years by the government. Initially, whenever they launched the broadband plan in 2012, 85% of homes were to be catered for by 2015. That was then kicked out to 90% of homes by 2018, and the latest is the government are saying it'll be 100% of homes by 2022. Yet, as of now, they haven't invested one penny in actually rolling out broadband to any home, and there hasn't been a firm plan started or indeed put in place that would see broadband delivered to all premises and homes. So it is crucial. It's crucial to the county's development, and it's absolutely essential that Minister Nocton now actually moves forward and gets the contract for the rollout of the National Broadband Plan issued so that work can commence and that the timeline that will be involved in actually rolling it out can actually be started so that in the shorter possible time, homes can actually see broadband delivered and County Donegal can actually ensure that it benefits from getting broadband in place, both from people's domestic lives, but also very importantly as well in terms of jobs and development, jobs and economic development.
Some may argue, though, that it's better to do it once right instead of perhaps providing only a fraction of the service to certain parts of rural Donegal and so on.
Yeah, it is important to do it right. But what's happened here is the government have launched it and relaunched it and relaunched it again. It's clear what's required. We need high-speed fibre broadband to all homes and premises. And it's been clear from the outset that certain peripheral areas and areas in the regions wouldn't actually be served by the private sector. And there was nothing inhibiting the government really from going ahead and getting and working from the outside in as such to ensure that all areas that work could start and the broadband could start to be provided. Instead, they've sat back and waited for the private sector to do some investment, and that has brought indeed the broadband service to towns and villages, but only that. And in meanwhile, as I said earlier, 52% of homes and premises in Donegal still won't have broadband until such time as the government plan is commenced and indeed completed. So it's crucial that we actually see that work started. It's crucial that we see the broadband tender and contract awarded and indeed set about the work of actually ensuring that broadband is made available to all and indeed ensure that our county can benefit from it and people aren't left waiting and strung along any longer.